This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the world. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. If you want a text alert that the show is starting or who's going to be on, you can text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Okay, hot off the heels of the, I don't know what to call it, the street fight? The Trump-Biden street fight. I mean, seriously, what I've heard, what I've read, obviously people know I can't watch it and listen while I'm talking to you. I mean, that's a talent. But what I was reading and what I saw, it didn't sound like very much of a fight at all, but I wasn't there. I didn't watch it. I wasn't paying attention. And here's somebody you've been waiting to hear from for a long time. I'm so happy that he stayed up, was able to come to us live from England, Xander Gibb, with the Xander Gibb Show. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. It's great to be back.
Yeah, finally. I finally got the lady to knock on the door to get you up.
Yeah, for sure. She was knocking for a while, but I finally answered because, I was up watching this sham of a debate that's occurred in the United States tonight. And I just kind of... I'm obviously biased because I support President Trump, but what a disingenuous moderator Chris Wallace is.
Oh, yeah.
Allowing Joe Biden to talk over President Trump all of the time, not giving President Trump his full time to answer. And as soon as the president kind of came on to anything remotely juicy, Chris Wallace kind of basically told him to shut up. And it was a concerning... I feel I need to take a shower after watching it. I kind of feel dirty because this is not what presidential debates should be like, really.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, and again, I think the days of, I was just telling somebody, the days of detente are gone, the days of the cordial, conversation up there while they're having the forum, they're gone. These are gloves off, New York street fighters. And, Biden, I asked you during the break, try to step in, and I know you can do this because you've done it before, step back, be objective. Did Biden have a shining moment or moments?
No, because he couldn't keep up, and every time he was asked a question by the jokingly referred to moderator, he went on to, he kept coming back to COVID-19 and couldn't get his stickers right. There was not one, from an unbiased commentary perspective, there was not one shining moment for Joe Biden in all of this. And I think it's indicative of, we've talked about this before. The guy has a problem. I don't know what it is. I can't diagnose him, but he should not be up there on a debate stage. I mean, he even denied calling our military stupid, illegitimate, because obviously we can't say that word that he said about them.
Wait a minute. He denied
it? Yeah, he denied that. Wow. Yeah, he said, show me the video. But he actually believed
it. In my pocket here, Joe. Let me show you. Right?
Yeah, exactly. He actually believed that he hadn't said that. And obviously Twitter kind of lit up and everybody was sharing the video, including myself, because, you know, this clearly happened. So, you know, to deny something like that, you know, he also accused the president of saying that he wanted to nuke people. And he said, no, I've never said that. You know, I don't ever recall the president saying that. But it was just so kind of, I can't even explain it. Joe Biden is on a different planet. And imagine that in the seat of power. I mean, imagine being in a position where he's got the nuclear codes and he forgets them.
Oh,
it's a worry.
How about he forgets he's president, thinks he's a senator or something? Wouldn't that be a trick?
Well, he doesn't know who his wife is, does he? So, you know, he's not really sure who
he
is.
Moments, so I could get him in trouble, too, you know? Maybe.
We don't. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, maybe, you know, all the times we see him cozying up to those young women on the stage, maybe he just thought it was his wife in the earlier days. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, we joke about this, but, you know, in all seriousness, America needs to see that if they elect Joe Biden, it's over. It's absolutely over. I mean, it's his performance of late in interviews and in this debate is anything to go by. He can't cut the mustard. And that's not me being mean. You know, if he did a great job, I would say, you know, oh, he slayed Donald Trump. But, you know, Donald Trump was like, you know, he led throughout that debate. You know, there was not one second that Biden actually looked very good. And I don't think that, you know, at least with the debate with Hillary, there was like a lot of back and forth, and she did kind of come up with some good quips and things. But he hasn't got it. He's no Hillary. You know, adrenochrome or no adrenochrome, he's no Hillary.
Yeah, and my understanding was, you know, again, I'm just reading comments that people put up. There was no real substance in Joe's responses. Stereotypical, you know, the president did this, the president did that, the president was on this, but no substance in there.
No. It actually looked like, you know, like a lot of people who do public speaking, they write things on the hands. It looked like he was looking at his hands to see the notes that he's made. You know, I almost expected him to pull his shirt up from his arm to look at the notes he'd written on his arm. I mean, he wasn't very well prepared. And if you are going to debate someone like Donald Trump, at least be prepared for the debate.
Yeah. You and I talked about this the other day. I kind of feel bad for the guy. All right. He's not so sure what he's doing up there at times and what he, but his family members should be ashamed of themselves. This is just so bad. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Xander's not going anywhere. I've got him locked in a secret location. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And hey, listen, for the best of the 70s and 80s, you can come here every night because that's... That's what we play for our bumper. But I like it. You know what? I'm sure there's not going to be anything nasty there. I don't have to worry about it. So if you're going to send me an email making fun of the music, yeah, I get to the first sentence and I just kind of get rid of it. It's not a big deal. Anyway, if you want to be part of our email list, the email blast, I don't send it out every day. I don't send it out every day. I send it out once a week. And that's even if I remember, because I hate getting all those emails, and so I wouldn't do it to you either. But at least to give you an idea who's going to be on, topics we're discussing. Yes, it has some of the stuff that I'm selling in there, because that's how I stay on the air. Unless, of course, you guys want to send me money. Send the money, and it's not a problem. I don't even have to have commercials if you send me enough money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him back on, because I so much enjoy what he's on with me. Xander Gibb joins me. as he does from time to time. He's live from England. He's awake. He's at it. And actually watch, why would you watch the presidential debate back there? What do you care? You got Boris over there.
Oh, please. Don't get me started on Boris. I'll tell you why I watch the debate, because I think that this is the most crucial election of a lifetime. I thought this last time, 4 years ago, and as a patriotic American, wherever I live in the world, it's essential for me to be supporting my country. And, yeah, don't get me started on Boris. I mean, you've heard the phrase senile, conservative in name only.
Yes.
Boris is heading in that direction, and it's scary, really.
You think it's pressure? It's pressure from...
No.
No? You think he's just always been that way?
Yeah, I do. I think we've been a little bit hoodwinked. I hope he will prove me wrong, but just even with his response to COVID... You know, he said things like, you know, you can't meet in groups of six, because obviously the virus gets very scared if it sees six people together. You know, you must wear masks if you're walking to a table in a restaurant, but then you can take it off when you sit down. But hunting parties are okay, and it's okay to drink beer in the bar at the House of Commons. So there's just no continuity with the rulings, but it's affecting our economy like it is in the United States. And while the country remains closed, businesses are failing, and so long term it makes a difference as to how successful the country is going to be in the future. But I actually think that maybe he's a globalist, and I hate to say that because I had nothing but praise for him before, but I want him to prove me wrong.
Well, you think some of these people, Boris and others like him, they've just been so affected, so pressured by what's going on around him. Like, you know, I mean, again, it can't be easy on President Trump. I didn't call you to talk about Boris, so go back to President Trump. But it can't be easy on, like, President Trump when he's sitting there. If you're a moron, if you don't think that those people that died or people that died, truly died from COVID, are... not on his heart, not bothering him at all that he's that cold. But when you have something like this, these things are going to happen. You can't stop them. It can't be zero death.
Well, the problem is that in 2020, nobody's died from anything but COVID. You know, even the guy that his parachute didn't open and, you know, he hit the ground and, you know, I'm sorry for his family, but they put down cause of death COVID-related. So, you know, was the person who made the parachute suffering from COVID? So, you know, they didn't make it very well. We have to have this in proportion, because the thing is that if the deaths are not being reported appropriately and there are going to be, and it's going to be an increase in new cases because they're doing more testing. But in this country, out of 100, out of every 100 tests, only 7 positive tests out of 100 are accurate. So I don't doubt that they're having that problem in the United States too. So if you're formulating your response based upon faulty data, then you're not giving the best response possible, are you?
Now, Xander, I'm getting emails from people. One woman was telling me how a close friend of her, the young girl, died in a car accident. And on the death certificate, the parents actually saw that she died from COVID. All right? And when she called the hospital to have them fix it, they wouldn't fix it. They said, what difference does it make? The bottom line was, you know, we get more money for that. And almost like your daughter's dead anyhow, what difference does it make? And
that's,
I thought,
terrible.
That was disgusting. And I'm getting emails from people. Now, one guy who went to the doctor and didn't ask to be tested for COVID, but frankly didn't get in to even see the doctor because the doctor was running an hour and a half behind. And he said he got a letter almost 2 weeks later that said, hey, your swab came back and you tested positive for COVID. He said, I never got tested. I never even made it into the doctor's office. I don't even know how they did this. So it's very hard to believe these people.
It is. And I think the concern is, you know, they're actually talking about rolling out a vaccine here very soon. And they're asking for volunteers. But, you know, some people are afraid that there's going to be a mandatory vaccine, you know, certainly in the UK. But how, you know, my body, my choice. I won't even have the flu vaccination because I know how that can change your immune system. And it makes it so that you require it every year. I don't want anything in my body. You know, I've spent quite a long time kind of getting my body a little bit more refined and a bit more healthy. You know, lost 160 pounds. And so I don't want to be putting things in my body that I don't need. Thank you.
I think you sent 40 of those pounds to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, you got to share.
Yeah. You know, I think that we're exactly go down the road that our founding fathers never meant for us to go down. We're not being afforded the freedoms that we should. And I don't know, man. I'm telling people, push back. Do not be afraid to push back. It may cost you. And that's the thing, Xander, is that a lot of people, I just talked about this, a lot of people won't make the sacrifice. But truly, you know, now that I have grandchildren, truly, what is the sacrifice? Leaving a better place for your family?
Well, I think the huge concern with this is if you even disagree slightly, and this is part of the liberalizing of the planet, then you're a COVID denier. You know, I categorically do not deny that COVID exists. But when you consider, when you take a step back and you see that this, you know, there's only a 1%, less than a 1% fatality rate, you know, there are far less people dying of far more people dying of the flu every year. You know, when you think that 1.5 billion people die of tuberculosis every year, and we're not designating that a pandemic. But you're not allowed to disagree even remotely because you get called a denier and people say, well, you obviously don't care about the people that have died. I care about anybody that dies, Joe. But I think that we have to be factual and report things accurately.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Xander, where do people find you?
XanderGibb.com.
You make it too easy. Like, I'm waiting for more.
It's all there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I was going to say you're so easy, but that doesn't sound right. Anyway, Joe McSee.
Let's not go there.
XanderGibb, always a great time with you when you're on. We'll have you back on soon, I promise. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists. There's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people, they're, and by
I
the
spoke
way.
To the scientists that are in charge.
By the way.
They will have the vaccine very soon.
Let him finish.
Do you believe for a moment what he's telling you in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID? He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Still debriefing now over the, I don't know if it's, is it, should we call it a debate or a street fight? I don't know which to call it, anyhow. But I've got somebody you're familiar with, somebody you know, somebody who we all know and trust. Dave Sussman joins me, host of the Dave Sussman Show with Whiskey Politics, and sometimes guest host of this show as well. Dave, thanks for being with me. I'm sure you're a little pumped up tonight, right?
I am pumped up. I am at a gathering right now. I am the first of all, let me just tell your listeners how jealous they should be. I am in a room with how many beautiful ladies? Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Everybody's just watching the debate here. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing fine. And listen, you are with a friend of the show and a good friend, I believe, Karen Sigmund. It's her birthday. She's 29
yes.
again. Doesn't look a day over 26. I mean, it's wonderful, and I'm so glad that you're with her tonight, and she's having some fun. So that's great, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what was the general thought in the room as far as how the debate went?
Okay, so we did our recap. We're not letting the pundits tell us what to think. I'm going to just say this right now. It was a big exercise in frustration for me. I felt like Donald Trump left a lot of softballs on the table. He showed his anger at the obvious. He was being tag teamed by both Chris Wallace and Joe Biden. And so you saw that anger come through. But I think that Trump definitely left a lot of opportunities on the table. He didn't mention the $400,000 tax increase on small businesses that Trump wants to put, Biden wants to put through. When it came to the idea of racism, why didn't he immediately come back with the fact that, yeah, I'm so racist that my economic policies enabled the lowest black unemployment in American history? Where were those comebacks? He didn't. He diverted. He talked about, you know, law enforcement likes me and blah blah blah. It was really, really disappointing. On the flip side, I think Biden wasn't strong. He didn't talk about any policies. He obfuscated. He didn't talk about his Supreme Court picks. He got angry. He called Donald Trump a clown. He called him a racist. He told him to shut up. And I think a lot of people saw Chris Wallace was not being fair as well. So, listen, I think it was a bad night all around.
Really? Interesting. You know, well, I heard it was...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I heard it was a bit of a street fight, again. They went down in the trenches real early. And again, I mean, Joe Biden calling him a clown, telling him to shut up. I think the taunt is gone. These nice little forums and debates, these are gone forever. At least that's what I believe.
Yeah, but listen, Chris Wallace did a horrible, horrible job. And the Trump, I'm not giving Trump any excuse here. Trump needed to be president tonight. And I know, listen, I do your show often, and I love your audience, and they probably are angry at me hearing this. But the fact is that Trump, you know, he needed to be president. Remember the State of the Union back in January? He was talking to the country. He was looking in the camera. He was smiling. There was no humanity from Trump tonight. And he's not talking to his base in these things.
Right.
Okay, he's talking to the 6 to 7% in the half a dozen states that are swing states with 20 to 30, 40 districts that can go either way and make the, he needed to speak to them. The one thing Biden did well tonight is he looked into the camera and he looked like a human being. You know, Trump needed to do that in a big, big way, and he didn't. And I'm very disappointed.
Did Biden, and again, this is why I love having you on. This is why I like, you know, I appreciate when you guest host for me, because you're not just a talking head from the far right, and I appreciate that very much. So when you saw Biden speaking tonight, let's just be frank. Did you see somebody that was all there? Did you see the moments of him struggling to figure out what he was doing, what he was saying?
I think that Biden did as well as they could have hoped. And I think that his mental acuity is definitely something that, yes, he's getting on in years, but he stood up there for 90 minutes tonight, and there were very few moments that he forgot where he was. He stumbled over a few words, but I don't think there was any major uh-oh moments if you were on the Biden campaign regarding his physical or mental acuity. The problem with Biden is that he lets anger get to him. And he, you know, when you say to the president of the United States, you're a racist, you're a clown, shut up. And here's the problem. Chris Wallace was literally laughing along with Biden at Trump. And so there was no moderator. There was nobody there that was actually being a referee. And so I get it. Trump felt like a cornered, caged animal. And yep. Trump, as a cornered, caged animal, is going to come out fighting. But Trump needed to land some zingers and some jokes. And he needed to land some facts. And he didn't do any of the three.
You know, I hear you, and I very much understand. I got to tell you, you know that I used to do CNN pretty regularly, and it always irritated me when I would have two hosts for a show, and they would have somebody from the left, and then they would have me on there, and the minute that person from the left couldn't answer my questions or was getting buried, they would jump on, and all of a sudden it was 3-on-1, and it was irritating as heck. And they were on this guy. And I'm not making excuses for Trump either, but they are punching at him 24/7 with people lined up, you know, to take over when the one guy runs out of energy, if you know what I mean. So, again, not making excuses for him, but you're right. There should have been a lot more he came out with tonight. Did he give you any idea of what he saw going forward? What was his plan going forward for the economy, for jobs, and so forth?
Well, that was Biden's problem. Biden didn't give us any sense of what he would do. He gave us a lot of platitudes and a lot of empty ideas that were not specific. And that's fine for the Democrats, and that's fine for the media, because he doesn't have to – listen, the man doesn't have to speak to the media any, every day. And listen, the discussion tonight came after the debate was that – and this is a rumor that's now floating out there, I guess, on CNN or something, that Biden's campaign are going to be like, you know what? We don't want to be on that stage with that racist. He's belittling the institution of debates, and we're not going to be there with him again. We're done. And I made a joke out of this, and I said, yeah, he's going to do the George Costanza and walk away at the peak of his joke, you know, leave the room. And, right. And so is there a chance that Joe Biden might not even come out for debate number 2 and 3 because they feel that they've done what they wanted to do and they're going to have, some, you know, we were talking about it. Some of the ladies here were talking about it. They said all he needs to do is just speak to a camera for 7 minutes. But here's the thing. Trump does that better than anybody. Trump did not do well tonight. I'm so frustrated by the lack of softballs that he just didn't knock out of the park.
I mean, I've got to see it. Obviously, you know I didn't see it, but I want to go see it again. But did Trump call him out, in your mind? Did he call him out on, because I know, I saw with the closed caption that Biden was hitting on, you know, how bad he handled COVID-19, how bad the economy is, and more. Did Trump flip that around and say, wait a minute, you guys did a great job with the swine flu. How many people died? And
yeah.
You depleted our medical? How did that go?
Yeah, he did. He did, but it didn't. I don't think it landed the way that he wanted to. And the part of that isn't. Listen, if we were actually to take a look at the transcripts, and I haven't done this yet, so I'm just guessing. If we look at the transcripts and we actually see what Trump said, Trump probably came up with a lot more factual content than Biden.
Right.
But Trump's persona, his lack of humanity and humor, his anger. Was what all people were seeing, and talking over Chris Wallace. Listen, I get it. Chris Wallace he did no moderator any favors tonight. Okay, it was awful all around. But Trump needed to be the president. He needed to be the bigger man. And if you are threatened. And you are defensively reacting instead of being proactive. You're not in control. And that looked like the president of the United States tonight was not in control. He was just angry and trying to snowball everybody. And here's the problem. That may work for his base. And again, some of your listeners are like, hey, Joe, don't have that guy back on again. Yeah. I get it. Okay. But the fact is that it's a 7% in specific districts in Michigan and Minnesota and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida that he needed to appeal to that are not politicos that listen to shows like yours and mine.
Yep. Well, listen, Dave, you are always welcome to sit in for me to call on because you know how I feel. I know you're coming at this from the heart. This is the stuff that you really believe, and I don't have a problem with it. You're not just a talking mouth. And while we're at it, give Karen a little, you know, hug for me tonight. Tell her happy birthday. She can have my piece of cake if she wants it. And
I already ate it. Thanks, Joe.
All right, enjoy. We'll talk to you later on. Dave Sussman, host of the
Bye-bye.
Yeah, host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. Check them out online. When we come back, I got a lot more. I got some more callers. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, get involved in the conversation if you will. If you want a text notice, you know, one of those people, you know what I'm saying? If you want a text notice, all you got to do is text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77. I don't know why that trips me up so much. 77 TRS to 77222. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Let me just get him on before I, you know, end up chewing on my tongue. Rick Trader, host of Conservative Commandos Radio, joins me, and I always enjoy having Rick on the show too. And Rick, thanks for being with me.
Joe, great to speak with you again, my friend. It was a very interesting night. Did not turn out the way I thought it would. I thought both candidates went in with flame throwers, and it was kind of like a scorched earth when they left. if people wanted to see a knife fight, if people wanted to see Trump aggressive, well, they got what they wanted. If they wanted to see Trump be more presidential with the facts, they didn't quite get that. And, Joe, I'm not, I don't think any minds were changed, but I don't think tonight was for changing minds. I think tonight was for the people who had not made up their mind. I really do think that Biden's going to get a bounce.
Interesting. You know, and again, just this proves a point. People think that, you know, guys like me, we only have people on the right on. I have people from all walks of life. You are, quote unquote, what they would call on the right of me. You're the host of Conservative Commandos
right.
Radio, you know, and you try to tell people, no, that's not how it works. But I want people to express their opinion. You know, we will call out our own when they think, when we think they've screwed up. They never do that.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, they don't. No, they don't. And, you know, Biden could have been nailed on so many different areas, Joe. I would have liked the president to be more like Newt Gingrich, kind of like a matter-of-factly with the facts.
Yeah.
You know, Newt was great with that. Newt was calm and secure and cool, and he had the facts. He had the facts. And, you know, the facts are incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, and ignorance may deride it. But in the end, there it is. I really do think that Biden got under Trump's skin. Biden was rude. Biden said some nasty things. Biden told the president of the United States on stage in front of a national audience to shut up. That would have been great for Trump just to just tune him out and just do his thing. There were so many areas, Joe, on the courts, on this Green New Deal, on the high cost of energy, on taxes. Joe, you know, I'm not a debater, but I wish I was up there tonight. I really do wish that I was up there tonight in place of Donald Trump.
Well, okay, so let me ask
you. You know me, Joe, I'm not one to toot my own horn. Okay, that's why I don't do a commentary show. I do a show with guests primarily, but tonight was not I'm coming away with this much the way I felt after the third Romney-Obama debate. Thank God this is not the third debate. Hopefully, Donald Trump will get two more shots, but I'm not sure that Trump was well prepared by his people for this debate.
Listen, let's be honest about it, though. I'm not so sure his people prepared him. I don't think Donald Trump sits there and says, okay, what should I do? I think Donald Trump sits there and says, okay, if he comes out with this, I need stats on this, I need stats on this, I need information on this. And whether he uses it or not, it's a whole different animal. I get that. But let me ask you a question. Okay, you know, again, I've been asking everybody tonight. You know, you're not on the right, you're kind of down the middle, and you're looking at both candidates. Did Joe Biden truly have any shining moments where what he said made sense or made a point against the president?
No, but then again, he looked more into the camera, delivered to the people. And, you know, it's not just Joe Biden. It was a combination of the two of them. Trump looked angry. He really did. He looked angry. He was angry. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just got to control that more. He's got to control Donald Trump. I'll tell you who I think would have made a better debater. I think Donald Trump Jr. would have done a better job than his father tonight. I listened to the son after the debate. Of course, he had some time to think it over, but Donald Trump Jr. was great with coming back with the facts, with the information, with the rebuttals, and his dad didn't do that tonight.
No, I know there were, you know, there were
really
a lot of quips.
Like a knife fight.
Yeah, exactly. It was a street fight. It's what I've been saying all night long. It is a good look.
Yep.
You're a Philly guy. I'm a Boston guy. He's a New York guy. This was a street fight. I don't like the way you looked at my girlfriend kind of fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know me, Joe. I am truly a Donald Trump guy. It wasn't always that way, but he has convinced me that he is right for America. But, you know, when they started to talk about taxes, Biden didn't ask Trump about why haven't you paid taxes? Why didn't Trump come back to him and say, Joe, you've got three homes valued at over $10 million. You have been a public servant for 47 years. How did you get so rich? How did you get that money, Joe? Where did that money come from?
Exactly.
Did that come from Russia? Did that come from China? Did that come out of the pockets of the American people? How can you afford three homes worth over $10 million on what you make as a congressman or a senator or even a vice president, Joe? Did you write a book? I don't know. I don't remember you writing a book out there and it becoming a New York Times bestseller on health care, Joe. He could have come back to him and said, Mr. and Mrs. America, let me ask you a question. We went through their plan. We got Obamacare, and now they're coming back at us and saying, look, we're going to lower your health care costs. You're going to get better medical care. Well, those are the lies that they told us before our insurance rate went up 2.5 times. You know, as far as building an economy, where has Joe Biden ever built an economy? He's been working in government all his life. I have built businesses. I can build this economy back. Joe, yeah. There are so many areas. So many areas.
I agree.
And Joe,
with you.
It's going to be up to people like you and me to carry his lunch, I guess.
Well, look at. He's not a. Let's just be honest about this. He's not a very humble man. So. Somebody's going to have to get to him, whether it's his son or whoever's going to have to be able to get to him and say, look, Dad, God bless you, but you blew it. And here's where you blew it, and here's where you can fix it. I'm not so sure how
people
he would take that. What's that?
People who are on his side, people that really care about him, people that really love him, who really believe in him, they're going to have to find a way. They're really going to have to find a way. I wish Newt Gingrich would give him a call. Because in my opinion, Newt Gingrich was the perfect debater. And Donald Trump needs to take lessons from Newt Gingrich. A matter of fact, with the facts.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. And so where do you think the president made some points? And I don't mean points with the people. Where did when he, again, I haven't seen this yet. So when he came across, did he at least defend himself when it came to, you know, the COVID-19, the medical situation, the jobs, and the whole nine yards?
Well, he tried to come across with the economy that he built the greatest country in the history of mankind, which he did. But again, he was so angry, and there was so much talking over it. It was hard for that to really come out. He talked about he is the one who shut down the borders, they shut down the travel to China. He brought that up, but again, it was kind of lost in the fight. You know, it's like when you watch a street fight, there were some good punches thrown in, but there was so much chaos around that it was very hard to isolate those good punches.
Yeah, I'm very interesting.
He talked about the military, and he has rebuilt the military, and he has. But it was a little short blurb, and then just a lot of arguments. A little short blurb, and more arguments. And again, Chris Wallace didn't do him any favor either. I mean, you know, even Chris Wallace come out and chastise the president for talking over and really saying that the president started it. You know,
yeah.
I wish we could have a debate without the moderators, Joe. Just let the two of them go at each other. But I think the moderator gets in the way. He interferes. They try to control it too much. And if it turns out to be a blowtorch operation, it does. But I don't think the moderator does much good in these situations.
Did you find it? Real quick, we don't have a whole bunch of time. We don't have a whole bunch of time.
Where it worked out well.
Yeah, real quick, though. I understood that Joey B. kept saying, when Donald Trump would bring up things that he said about, you know, the military and others, Joey B. kept saying, no, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. Show me the tape. Every one of these things have proved in tape. He just couldn't remember saying it, or he was lying. You got 20 seconds.
Joe, I don't know. Joe, there's a piece of video where Joe Biden called troops stupid B-words, okay? And he said he never said that. Joe, I've seen the tape. I researched the tape. I know it's accurate. Joe Biden denied it.
We got to get going. Rick, thanks for joining me. Appreciate the time. People, look up Conservative Commandos Radio. We won't be back. We're done. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Don't do anything stupid, people. I want you back with me tomorrow.